Ned Donovan, you have a tip for us today when it comes to driving. You have a car, so tell us about that. And then we will tell you what the show is about. We're trying something new. Go ahead.
I do have a car. I've been a driver in New York City for a long time, which is already a bold statement. I had a taxi license for a while.
Wow.
It was a crazy time in my life. Anyway, this tip has nothing to do with getting your taxi license. This is a tip that I haven't been able to test out yet because it's like a long distance drive tip and I haven't been on a long drive in a second. But I heard about this on the internet. I'm going to pass it on to you all. If this science is debunked, someone text me or message us. But the tip is this. When you are in a long distance drive, at some point you start to get a little sleepy, a little fidgety. You can feel your eyes drooping. Sometimes you pull off to get coffee, whatever you want to do. Yes, that's because of you've been doing a thing for a long time, but it is also because carbon dioxide can build up in your car and it is actually like your body having less oxygen than it did when it started the drive available to it. And that is usually because you have your recirculating air on in your car and outside air is not getting in the car. So if you are on a long drive or even a short drive and you start to feel yourself get sleepy, turn off the recirculating air and crack a window. And a lot of people think that that's because the cold hits you, it'll wake you up. But it is, according to this tip I saw on the internet, because you are getting fresh oxygen into the car, which will make your blood vessels open up and make you a little bit more alert. That's the tip.
Let us know if that's pseudoscience.
Yeah. I found out about this, I think, from Reddit. So, like,
you never know. Yeah.
Grain of salt.
Take it with a grain of salt. But I like the idea of it. And this was Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You.
That may or may not be real.
Yeah. Well, you really never know. It's just the way it is. My name's Ariel Nissenblatt. That was Ned Donovan. Today is Thursday, April 11th. And we're back tomorrow with another tip. It'll be Friday.
It will be Friday.
No.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.